your goal in life is not to make money. We are wired in a way to where when we're 18 years old, or some of us younger, we get thrust into life. And as a result, we are going through life in a very reactionary way. I now have a bill, I have to figure out a way to cover that bill. And so the way that we think about life and the way that we think about success and the way that we think about really our opportunities in life are all dictated by the amount of bills we have and the amount of money we can make to cover those bills.
Right.
And I'm just gonna let you know, it's gonna be difficult to ever really become something spectacular if that's the way you approach the game of life. Your number one goal in life is not to make money. Your number one goal in life is to develop, empower, and quite frankly, build up your mindset.
Right.
That's number one. Money is the byproduct of your thoughts. Money is energy. And what a lot of us do, if I can just help you with this for a second, you know, money is like a water hose, right? And the minute you start stressing about money or stressing about bills or stressing about any of that stuff, it's like you step on the water hose, you know? And I've just been very, very conscious of that. I've been very conscious of the fact that money is also like the ocean. And if you think about it, many of us approach money with like a little spoon, right? And I want to approach that shit with like a dump truck, right? Because to me, it's like there's nothing evil about money. That I get it. Money is just a reflection of the value I bring to the world. So it's a measuring stick. So if I could just work on myself as a human being and make myself a better human being and make that my life's journey, then eventually money's going to show up. What comes first, the money or the faith? I want you to really think about that. It's like asking what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Because I remember being 19 years old going to my first seminar. I remember I didn't have the money to get there. I remember when I got there, they wanted to sell me this coaching thing. I remember it was 12,000 bucks a year. I remember I didn't ask any questions. I remember I went to the back of the room and I said, Mom, I'll make you a deal. If you let me borrow your credit card for 2 months, and you let me borrow 2,000 bucks, I'll pay you back 4,000 bucks. Guess what she said? Deal, take it. I put my neck on the line because I wasn't going to let my mom down. Some of us, we won't put our neck on the line for anything. We just hear money and we back away. And you know how that came back to help me? I just learned from that example that as long as you're willing to put your neck on the line and you have faith in yourself, you can make anything happen. The goal was never like make money. I think that's where most people really get hung up, because making money is such a short-term objective. Because if you really think about it, money is easy. It's out there. It's everywhere. Especially, you know, we live in the United States of America and there's an abundance of money. The problem is not the money. The problem is our mindset about money, basically.
Okay.
You know? So from the beginning, I was blessed. I said, you know, I kind of want to make money because I want to buy a new car. But I know that's short term and I believe in myself and I think I'll get that car pretty soon. I need something bigger than that to keep me going. And that's when I set the intention. I said, you know, I'm going to buy my mom a house and my two brothers a house by the time I'm 21 years old. You know, so many people see roadblocks. You know, I could have seen, like, this drives me nuts. Everybody and their mother says, I don't know how to get financing. You don't need to worry about that. And I know that sounds difficult, and I know for the blueprints out there and the knowledge people out there, they're like, they can't wrap their brain around that. Trust me, you gotta have the guts to put your neck out on the line, and then financing shows up, becomes available. That's how we did Relentless. That's how we got Gary Vaynerchuk last year. That's how we got A-Rod this year. That's how we're gonna get who we're gonna get next year. Is you, I signed the contract for the room before I knew that I could get 2,000 people in the room. And then once I signed the contract and I put the money down, then I have to go figure out a way to go get the 2,000 people. And I just live my life like that. And
leverage.
That's
over
it.
And over and
yeah,
over again.
That's it.
And then you
see, we don't realize that when it comes to financial prosperity, we all have a thermometer. We all have a thermometer. Just like this room has a thermometer. If it gets too hot, guess what happens? The AC kicks on, right? If it gets too cold, what happens? The heater kicks on. Here's the problem for a lot of us guys. We grew up in a world where our family was making 30 or 40,000 bucks a year. Yes or no? If that. And then here we get into an industry where we sell 10 houses to make that. And so what do? We get stuck between 10 and 15. Because we're doing just enough to be better than what we didn't want to become, but not good enough to become who we really deserve to become. Just enough is not enough, guys.
Hey guys, we're literally here in the office and we just watched what you just watched. And first off, I want to say thank you so much for watching it. I hope that this particular podcast serves as something that you can watch over and over and over again to really remind you that money is really all about the value that you bring into the world, the energy that you bring into the world, and your belief system. That's it. It's kind of incredible as I was watching that. Those are clips from the past. And all of those clips were pre my trip to Costa Rica. And the only thing that I would change about what I was saying is I said that your goal is not to make money. Your goal is to work on your mind. I would add now since I've been exposed to basically the life-changing trip that I had, and now that I'm on this new journey, your life is also about, and your goal in life is also about changing and enhancing your heart. And I think it's very, very important because the more that you work on your heart, the more that you open yourself up to love and really acceptance of yourself and acceptance of other people, the more that I think you can attract into your life. And I feel a great peace at sharing these clips with you, even though that was the old me, there's still value in it, but I wanted to share that with you so that you knew that you got to work on your heart on a daily basis. For those of you that are going to be joining us at Relentless, we're going to be spending a lot of time. It's going to be 3 days of this, really just rewiring your concept of what's possible for your life, what's possible for your business. And I'm excited, guys. We're less than 60 days away. If you haven't got your ticket yet, go to relentlessevent.com. I think you can tell by now. This is a transformational event. This is unlike any event that's been put out there. And can't wait to spend those 3 days with you. See you there. Bye-bye.